Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Spencer and Devon uses natural ingredients like aloe and shea butter with no harsh chemicals. And now, to thank TMOS listeners for their support, you can save big on the perfect stocking stuffer. Now, through the end of December, while supplies last, you can save 10% off one item and 20% off two or more by using the code SDTMOS10. Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream is good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both. In sagebrush, spice, or unscented, and this holiday save big with the code SDTMOS10 at SpencerDevon.com or click their ad on our website. Spencer Devon Shaving Cream, smooth the savage blade. Holiday time is fun time, and now here's another taste treat from Kraft. Buzz Burbank Cinnamon Ocean Treats.
Oh.
Take one can of sardines, packed in mustard, and mash them with a fork. Spread it on a slice of Baker's Pride brand raisin bread. Add ketchup, dill weed, Cool Whip, three whole dates, and Kraft baby marshmallows.
Mm.
Top with a green tomato, red peppers, and soap. Add another slice of raisin bread, broil, slice into sevenths, and serve That's to right. ugly relatives. Another holiday favorite from Kraft.
Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show Newsroom with a report from the Associated Press. As Gangnam Style gallops toward 1 billion views on YouTube, the first Asian pop artist to capture a massive global audience has gotten richer click by click. So too has his agent and his grandmother. But the money from music sales isn't flowing in from the rapper's homeland, South Korea, or elsewhere in Asia. With one song, 34-year-old Park Jae-sang, better known as Psy, is set to become a millionaire from YouTube ads and iTunes downloads, underlining a shift in how money's being made in the music business. An even bigger dollop of cash will come from TV commercials. From just those sources, Psy and his camp will rake in at least $7.9 million this year, according to an analysis by the Associated Press of available information and industry estimates. But from online music sales in South Korea, he'll earn less than $60,000. To comment on this, pop musician Psy.
Hello, America. My name is Psy. I am the singer of the song you love so much called Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style is much more than a song. It's a way of life. I like to sing it when I go to restaurants or pick up my dry cleaning.
Korean barbecue.
The other thing I love to do is to sing it when I go to my local Korean barbecue. It is delicious, but very spicy. Oh, and you can have pork. You can have duck. Lamb. Chicken. And Kraft baby marshmallows. They're delicious. A lot of people say to me, they say, Sai. They say, hey, Sai, do you like to bang chicks? And I say, yeah, boy. I'm screwing everything in a skirt. Or as I call it, a kimono. I will take them in many different positions, such as missionary, and what we call the style of the dog. Oh, I also, reverse cowboy is a particular favorite of mine. And oh, they scream my name. They say, Sai, Sai, Sai. Sometimes short women at the age of 25 prefer a particular maneuver called Gangnam Style. Oh, they turn to me and they say, Sai, why are you laughing? And I say, I'm laughing because I've made so much money. I made $7.9 million. Lots of the money is not what it's not about the money. No, no, not at all. It's more about love. And sex. Oh, and also, of course, one of the greatest joys is the ability to take care of my dear, sweet grandmother's side. Grandma Sai, before God takes her, she's not in good health. She's swimming in cash right now. Oh, but she has anal trouble. She won't be with us long. A lot of people don't know that Grandma Sai is only 3'9" tall. And she used to hit me. Oh, she'll spin and dance. She loves to spin and dance, Grandma Sai. Korea is different than America. I love the United States.
Thank you. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mitchell, we're back. You are not going to believe this.
Cam, do you remember why I didn't want you to swap out the handles on Lily's dresser?
Because you lack a designer's iron for your change?
No, because I was afraid 2 weeks would go by and we'd still be using a spatula to get at Lily's clothes.
Okay, well, we have bigger issues. Guess what they are cutting down at the park today?
A tree.
Yes, how did you know that?
I played a hunch.
Not just any tree, Triona Elmsley.
Oh, no, that's terrible. That's our picnic tree.
It's a nightmare.
Well, someone's picked up her daddy's gift for hyperbole.
They are literally chainsawing paradise to put up a parking lot.
Oh, that's too bad.
We have to do something.
Well, if we knew earlier, we could.
I blame myself. I've taken on too much.
What exactly have you taken on?
Are you kidding me? Teaching music? This dresser handle project? My role in the musical?
Oh, that.
You know what? I don't like your tone. The understudy's the most challenging role in any production. You have to be ready at a moment's notice to go on and face a disappointed audience who was there to see Kenny Van Heffington.
Our insurance guy?
He's breathtaking.
Really?
Yeah, I hate him. Anyway, what was I talking about?
Putting new handles on the dresser.
Right, the tree. I have to do something.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cabby Viper Studios, America's most beloved podcast, is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded a whole bunch of times. We're heard in a whole bunch of countries. We're having an incredible time. It's Christmas season. That's right, everybody. Christmas time is a fun time for you and me. Anyway, our nice. Show today is brought to you by the Man Great. Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories.
The best.
I almost sounded like Michael Buffer's
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, you did.
One of 2012.
Careful, careful. He'll sue.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Well, that's his brother.
One the brother will sue.
This is the guy. This is the brother, though, that does the MMA fight. Ah. One of 2012's best grilling accessories. We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts.
It is.
The Man Grate.
Yeah.
100% made in America cast iron. It gives you those really great steakhouse grill marks. Mm-hmm. It seals in the juices. It's great. It's fun. And you can, you know, what I like is a Christmas gift where you can unwrap it. You take it out of the box, you put it on the grill, and like, you know, say you're opening your presents in the morning, grill a steak for breakfast.
Exact, steak and eggs.
Oh, it's right there, it's quick, it's easy, and it's just $19.99. They're holding the prices at last year's prices. When you order through the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com, you get that $19.99 price. Mm-hmm. But wait!
What?
There is more.
There can't be.
No, you say there's something else because Mangrate itself is amazing. But if something else were to come
you
with it.
You know.
That's right. It's the Mike O'Mara Show branded grill brush. It's the best grill brush there is. Not only will it keep your grill clean.
Yeah. Right.
I used it yesterday to remove my stitches. And they came out clean and nice.
That.
Look at that. Beautiful.
Nice little job.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice
almost
to talk
scarless.
About, nice to talk about food and something food related and look at your diseased thumb.
Listen, Pally, this is what I do in my house. You don't have to do that in your house.
All right, but wait,
you
there's
make
more.
Petty fours
you
at your house.
Grill brush. Give the grilling great that's changing the way America grills. Give the man great.
Nice.
Or as Sam Elliott would say, the man great.
Right.
A hearty congratulations to the Mike O'Mara Show, by the way.
Why is that?
We mentioned this on Tech 411 that a new iTunes store has been published. So if you've updated your iTunes, you'll see the new layout for the iTunes store.
Oh, right? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and yes. I'm always curious to see how the layout for the podcast section is because it helps when you're featured.
And to be honest with you, on iTunes, we don't talk about this a lot, but in order to find some of our areas where we kick a lot of ass on iTunes, you kind of go through a circuitous route to, you know, for example, you would say, where is your podcast number one consistently? Well, we actually go into comedy album,
right?
Yes. Under, is it $9.99? Is that what it is? Something like that. It's a dollar figure. And we are consistently number one every single week on that.
On the front page of podcasts, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yes.
I click comedy and I started going through the shows and we're prominently featured in the What's Hot section.
Excellent.
And
that's good.
For every update, I know that we've
been
featured.
After 3 years, that's real good.
We've been updated, and we've actually, in past updates and in past iterations of iTunes, we've been featured right prominently on the front page.
Good.
But anything helps, and I thought that was good.
I love iTunes. I do it every couple of months or so. I will check in to see if we're still doing it. And, you know, people get the bonus hours every single week.
Right.
And, you know, you catapult us up in the top 10, and we're very happy.
So
and we're
cool.
in the top 50, top 100. All the time.
Just the show
and
in general.
And there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of podcasts.
Still hot after 3 years, Mike.
Still hot after 3 years. That's good. The run continues.
It does.
And how many shows have we done? I mean,
this is number 712 of our regular podcasts. 100 and what? Bonus shows?
We're going on 114, I believe.
Yes. So that's the good. And I always like to offer a lot of balance.
Good.
Here we go.
You know, the good is that, hey, we've got this great following. People are supporting the show. The bad is really what this is, as I was an eyewitness to for about 20 minutes before the show, is this is a tree fort. This is thrown together.
Right.
We have put this studio together, much like Gilligan and the Skipper did when they were on the deserted island.
Right.
And I also realized that you know, we sit here and we did a little housekeeping, and you know, wires were in 500 different directions, and you know, this would drive a broadcast engineer out of his mind.
True enough.
And you know, if Dan Ryson was here to see this,
the best broadcast engineer we ever worked with,
he would probably go crazy.
Yeah.
Although those guys like to throw wires everywhere, they just hide them.
Very good,
Mike, you see, to correct what you said earlier, this is much more than a tree fort. This is a tree fort that we've been adding to for 712 shows.
Yes.
And so we've nailed a 2x4 here. We've thrown a drape here. We just keep building to it.
Because Friday will be a show where we are having an open house and people are coming by.
Mm-hmm.
We, at the urging of my wife, she said, you know, that studio kind of looks like it's a little getting a little gamey. Why don't you have a grunge, as we call in the restaurant business, tweak it up, clean it up. Buzz immediately dives in with both hands and every day has been going crazy and getting everything put away. Crap that I pile up. I'm the worst offender of anybody in the studio, but I have the most crap, I think,
of anybody.
You have
the most yellow
studio.
Pads of anyone in the world.
I have yellow pads everywhere. And the fact is, so Buzz starts doing that. And then Rob yesterday, on his own, decided that he would get the wires cleaned up. And so Ham Hands P-Wag.
Yes, once again, doing everything within my power to screw up the show.
Based on the condition the studio was in technically this morning, I pictured you, and this is for our Ustreamers here, when you were getting rid of some of the old wires, that you were doing it like this.
Actually, you're not far off, but what actually happened, if you'd like a dose of reality, is that when we were straightening yesterday, one USB cord came out of the computer. But
now
that was enough to screw.
So you're not guilty by
yourself.
No,
I'm sorry. when we, Buzz and I, were straightening the studio,
yes,
I pulled, by accident, one USB cord out of the computer.
One now, plug.
One would think. One would think that's not a problem.
All kinds of
But because
chaos.
Of right. the sequencing and the busing, everything required a reset. And yes, I feel very stupid. And yes, I apologize to all of you again.
So the cameras are...
Even
are,
Oscar.
Thank you.
Our camera situation, Mark, is
I'll
where
take it.
Do we have? We don't have all our cameras. Today,
we have
right?
all the four of you, which is all that matters.
But we normally have a few more shots.
We do.
Right. We are missing a shot or
Could
two.
Could use We're a gonna, few shots
we,
right
we,
now.
We will fix that. This is all leading up till Friday when we have people coming by
right.
with our open house.
Nobody pull any wires out when you come over.
And just to, you know, we this is an excuse for us to do our Christmas programming that you will hear between Christmas and New Year's, and it's also an excuse to get our clients in here to say.
Sure.
Thank you, and
right.
say, this is where the this is where the magic happens.
You're missing the greatest excuse of all.
And then I'm watching as everything got screwed up with our cameras. And last night, I come home yesterday afternoon and get on my computer, and I have no internet service.
Ah.
And I realized that I had no idea. I would have called you guys if I thought
right?
that people had pulled cables
yeah.
out of the wall and
we
stuff.
We spoke briefly.
Well, that's why we didn't tell you.
We spoke briefly.
Yeah, I said, look, just reset, just and like anyone else would. The
I
router
did.
And
you know, even
the
even
motor.
In my limited technical knowledge, I know how to reboot a modem
yeah.
and a wireless router,
I
did probably three times.
I don't think anything we did yesterday affected your computer yesterday.
Well, all I can tell you is that yeah. the fine gentleman from overseas...
Standing by it.
At
how did that wire get unplugged then?
At Comcast.
Somewhere.
All I know, Rob...
I didn't unplug anything from the modem.
We have two wireless routers that we use for our internet right. service here. One for right there for the show stuff. That's how we upload the show. And then the other one that I have that boosts it all over the house.
That's right. That's used for porn.
And it's a different network.
Yes.
So the network that I have was completely gone, dead in the water. And I go over to the source of our internet connection uh-huh. that really is responsible for getting this show out to the world.
It is like
and
our radio broadcast tower.
There's acoustical tile uh-huh. on the floor. There is a layer of dust covering our wireless router
sure.
that has never been wiped down, never been touched. We're broadcast guys. I tell mm-hmm. Carla this. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, outside of Buzz Burbank, we are all broadcast guys. We're not as bad as the junkies as far as grungy guys
sure.
because they're sports kind of guys and they're a little more, you know, they show up after running on a treadmill or whatever and they've got more dust than we do.
Oh, yeah.
But our our studio over in Rob's corner, it was nasty over there.
Mm-hmm.
My fault too because my dog has dumped over there over the years.
It's hard to get in there.
There's acoustical tile on the yes. floor. There are Ethernet cables sitting on the floor. There is just and
we
I look
those.
Around here and I realize we're all just lazy disc jockeys.
Jerk
Ultimately,
stores.
That's what we are. We don't do dick unless we're required to do it. And it's just, I'm over there and I say, well, I got a cable here. I'm talking to the guy who's going, assalamu alaikum. And I'm saying to the guy, I got a cable here that goes
yeah,
nowhere.
Right.
And it's like, well, he said, is it supposed to be plugged in? I said, I don't know because I don't sit over there.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't
Did
know.
Did he ask if it does it open up to a larger suite?
So then we come in today and I'm asking all these same questions. And to a man, nobody knows what the f*** is going on in
Whoa.
This studio.
And the reason is we're taking on a lot of this for the very first time.
Yeah.
Some of this I've never even addressed or tackled
right.
before.
And, you know, and yes, go ahead, Oscar.
Did the guy that was helping you with your cable mention his show on weekends on WTNT?
I heard his show.
It's
very stirring. Very stirring. Yeah. Exciting stuff.
Yeah, someday you'll get that joke.
You want to be excited about a radio opportunity, you listen to your weekend disc jockey.
That's right. I feel like we took a job at the UN.
Wow. So
exciting.
We're just, I'm asking questions. Well, does that, as the boys come in,
we don't know.
I realize that, you know, that Rob said that there were more wires to nowhere in the studio.
True.
Yes.
A tribute to our former pretend engineer.
We like to call him, Mike, a pretend-engineer.
A pretend-engineer, you know, who was in here. So there were...
That's an engineer's
there,
apprentice,
We
right?
had a lot sort of cables of? Going. No, RJ did a fine job, uh-huh. as best he could.
Got us up and running.
And the fact is, so we're trying to get these cables out of here, and nobody knows where anything's connected.
Right.
Or whether anything
Nothing's
is...
labeled.
Yeah. No one knew anything.
Some wires were labeled, but the labels had nothing written on
they
them.
They were blank.
That was the funniest thing of all. It was like the mystery cable.
That's why it is a miracle that we come to you today.
It is. It is a miracle.
It is a miracle that we come to you.
A Christmas miracle?
A Christmas miracle.
Who doesn't love a Christmas miracle?
We come to you today. But I say this, Mr. Spiewak, that corner, my boy, Right over there is your corner.
Awesome.
Police your corner.
All right, settle down. It's done.
Police
it.
Don't tell me to settle down. I was in that corner last night.
I know.
And the thing that I like
Carla
the best
sent you there.
Is the dust bunny machine with the acoustical tile that has just been thrown underneath.
Well, and, you know, about you that know, acoustical tile, I would
see
love
your brother, see your older brother over there.
My much, much
take
older
take a few
brother.
Cues from your
and
older
I
brother.
I will help you.
He's a half-brother.
Out of all the corners in this room.
I have the worst corner. I agree.
No, I think that Rob's is the rapiest. Yeah, it is.
What?
It is just like dark and shadowy, and something wrong.
The
is
rapiest.
Okay, first of all, before you call it rapiest, it's not like I set out and designed the corner. This is the corner that has happened. Okay. Now, as far as the acoustic tile goes, can I dispose of it? I know we paid
no,
money for it at
don't
one
throw
point.
It away.
Let me put them back up. There are right. several have fallen.
All right.
All right. All right. Yeah, so it. You have your corner.
It's a good meeting.
I think your corner is okay.
No, my corner sucks.
We can go around.
It's
the,
not
the
great
room.
Like Buzz's corner.
But no,
look
hold
at
on. Now, wait a minute. I've got one for Buzz, too. I've got one for Buzz that periodically this happens. Huh? Now, look, I start with myself. Because if I'm going to critique everybody, why not start with myself first?
Corners.
I know that I pile up crap, and especially my number one offense, these little yellow notepads that are everywhere. Buzz yesterday was taking off the sheets to just make them look neater.
And you know what else? The thing is that they're all half used, so because they have that ridge on the top, they don't stack.
Right.
If you try to stack them up, they curve.
So. I know. So and then I will get a wonderful... terrific books from people
yes.
that I and they will gather over here.
We use them to hold up equipment.
And yes, and we will.
And
you know,
I appreciate
we will
those
do
books.
That.
Before and we so, got those books, the furniture didn't sit level.
And then I will also bring an occasional beverage in here.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I will never swab down my little area. So Buzz has recently done all
looks
of this,
great.
And the place is
great.
Getting to look a little bit better.
We're getting.
We
there.
Have a computer printer. That someone jammed underneath the table that I can never use, that I have asked everybody on this show 40 times that know better about it than I do, that today is rectified. I want to be able to use a printer
good.
So that if I have something I want to print for the show, I'm able to print it for the show. Are we, Mark, can we do that today?
I will do that today before I leave.
God bless. And I think maybe we can make room so it sits up on top of something so we can get it. So
okay.
And pardon me for doing this housekeeping, but right. this is housekeeping
yes.
week that we're doing. So I am the
I
number one
I didn't know
it was
housekeeping week.
Oh, it is. National
I'm,
housekeeping week.
I'm the number one lazy offender, and I am. And when it comes to doing this, then we move on to Mr. Speedwagon.
But at least your corner is not rapey.
Yeah, but you know, but you're next. You're within 3 inches of that modem with the dust on it, and you.
I will take care of it. And
your,
you know what? What I feel bad about is really I am probably next to Buzz and maybe in a league mm-hmm. with Buzz. I'm a pretty neat guy
in your home.
But this is also my home.
I know, but if you do not practice
this
what
is
you preach
why,
in your home,
this
you do
is
not
why
practice that here.
I'm trying to apologize to you.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not even being myself.
But you see, you don't apologize to me because I am an offender as well.
No, I apologize to everyone, even Oscar.
All right, now getting
I don't
on.
Do anything.
But yes, you
exactly.
do. Moving on to Oscar.
I tuck my phone.
Sir tucks a lot.
Do you know how much?
A lot.
There's something, there's a lot of equipment, a lot of fantastic things in the studio, but there's one thing that I'd like. Oscar, for example, knows our broadcast equipment. As good as anyone, but
the
there's
cameras.
One piece he doesn't know,
yes.
and it's called a trash can. Do you see it over there?
Yes.
It's right next to
that's
Mike.
The DJ. He's a DJ like you, me.
He is
and
the Tucker, and I pull trash out of your workstation all the time. Used things, I hate it.
So,
and also trash back into the candy
So very
thing.
Quickly, we have Sir Tucks a lot. We've got him over
yes.
here. Then we move on to Johnny Pepsi.
Yes.
Johnny Pepsi, I will occasionally find a Pepsi can uh-huh. in the bathroom of the home.
Yes.
And or somewhere where his Pepsi cans, and because Buzz leaves his Pepsi cans
I like
around.
To keep them everywhere.
Yes, you do. You do. So that,
I do.
But you know what?
The
you
bathroom.
Make up for that with what you've done.
Put your soda on the can.
He's forgetful. He's forgetful.
He's Johnny Forgetful.
He's forgetful. Then we move on to Mr. Ronick.
Yeah.
And Mr. Ronick, as is demonstrated on a regular basis to me, this boy... Somewhere along the line, someone traumatized him for any manual labor whatsoever.
Well, you know what?
He hates it. You hate it more than life. You do it. You do it. I'll see you get down.
Will do
and,
it.
You know, you're a thin guy, so you can get down on all fours. And,
right.
and God, it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
But the manual labor, like when we... when we're doing maybe trips to the attic or stuff like that, it's would I be right about that?
You will. You know, you'll have an opportunity to talk to Marie Ronick on Friday. She's coming to our party.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
And she will tell you that as a child, they used to tell us to clean up when I had, you know, a bunch of friends over.
Right.
And I would be the one directing every kid to put things in certain places. I wouldn't do anything.
I can't wait for Friday. That sounds fascinating.
And I just from the bottom of my heart, I would love to see that change. Anyway,
good
so,
luck.
Yeah, I don't know, but you see, this is I would now do. This is anything manual labor, and this is Mark Ronick participating in any manual labor.
Here we go.
Yeah. Staring into a computer.
I'm Googling how to do it.
Yeah. Can I add to it? Can I add a vocal?
Yes, go
Can
ahead.
I add a vocal element to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask Mark to do something. I'll be Mark.
Okay. Mark, I need we've got some cables that we need brought up to the attic.
Show is really taking a long time to upload today.
Maybe that's because you pulled the wire out of the modem.
Because I was cleaning up. This is the first time I've pulled a wire in 300 shows. I don't know that it's happened any other time.
So that's it. We're all guilty, and we've
been hot.
We're still going to spruce the place up a little bit for Friday.
We're not done yet.
We're going to run the sweeper.
Because that was part of my list today on one of my many yellow notepads. I was talking about the fact that we are making our final preparations for the Friday Christmas-tacular anniversary open. What is it called?
Funtacular.
Now, you changed
it. Third anniversary Christmas show.
Yes. Third anniversary.
It's actually, Mike, to be honest, it was the third-tacular.
The third-tacular.
And, you know, it's
Christmas third-tacular.
It's very key that we do this because, you know, Christmas, Mike. It's getting very close. If you haven't started your shopping yet. Right. Yeah.
20 days left for Christmas shopping.
20
days left for fill the stocking.
Hi there.
20 days
Here comes Mike's buddy.
Shopping. I love
Only
it.
Only got 20 days more. Only got 20 days more.
Take it away.
Hi there. Time's a-fleeting. You better get busy.
Good writing.
That's it.
Good writing, isn't it?
That's all he had for that one.
That's it. Well, it's
Times a fleeting. You better get busy.
Times a fleeting.
Sounded hammered.
I'm drunk.
I got a couple of Lucky Strike cottons back in my car. I've got my Cadillac from New York City. There we are.
Four payments on my New York Cadillac.
All right, let me get to the show. On the show today, Sons of Anarchy, they did something where I was on the bubble, and I know television matters a lot to me and probably doesn't matter that much to you, but the fact is I was ready to bail on Sons of Anarchy.
Really?
Until they made me very, very happy last night.
Good, and Dexter has won me back as well.
Yeah, Dexter, but they still all have that same problem I talked about.
Agreed.
Let me see. We got the details for our Friday Christmas-tacular
anniversary.
Third-tacular. Weird December.
Why, you mean the weather?
Yeah, well, but will it bode well for January? Anyway,
no.
I would like to talk about a couple of good boys that are going to the Boston Red Sox.
What that?
I'll tell you in a second. Cautious optimism. The latest reports in the NHL talks indicate that perhaps they have reached an agreement.
Really?
No, not really.
No.
What they're saying is yesterday, the talks that they had yesterday were yielding some progress. There was cautious optimism.
So did
what's the very latest?
They have a team of mediators working on it, right?
No. They actually threw the mediators out because they were not able to get.
I don't know.
And what they did was they brought in a new group of owners and a new group of players. They took the head of the union and the head of the owners, the commissioner.
Idea.
They took them out of the equation, and they all sat in a room yesterday. And today they're supposed to have a.
I wonder if we
could
do that in Washington.
That would make sense.
Did Bettman say it was productive?
I would like to point out something about Facebook that I did yesterday. Let me see. That's all. All right. Anne Hathaway, maybe if we get to it. Let me start with the Facebook. That comment that I made, sharing the love with all of our listeners on Facebook, was not in any way alcohol-fueled.
Good for you.
But I realize my image among our listeners when, you know, you say, I just want to say thank you to everybody. Thanks for all the uplifting messages.
Yes.
And then somebody's like, brown liquor? ? You know, people immediately think I'm just obliterated.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the Christmas season.
Right.
I'm not going to be obliterated during the middle of the week, especially when I get obliterated on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they should know. You got to take a day off.
Yeah, with Friday coming up.
And a couple of days off if you go to Quench and sing karaoke.
Yes.
If they really care, they'd mark their calendars.
The Quench appearance, I will say, not only took me out for the following night, it took me out for the entire weekend.
So you keep track of it.
Two nights.
But I was able to rebound for Monday.
Yay.
And I'll be ready to go for Friday. I am looking forward to that.
Yay.
Let me start with Sons of Anarchy, because Sons of Anarchy is one of our favorite shows on TV. Mm-hmm. And they do a great job. I talked about the fact that the depressed women on television, on all of my favorite shows, the women seem very depressed, and they have the depressed chick last night. Mm-hmm. The woman we've talked about. Did you get a chance to look at it yet?
I haven't seen the latest episode.
All right, I think it's the finale. Yeah. I'm not sure. I think you get so many finales, you're not sure, but I'm a spoiler alert. Okay,
it's fine.
I'm sorry. They hauled her off to jail.
Yes. All right. Yay. That's great.
Which is great. And the whole thing, there's a guy on Sons of Anarchy, a character named Tig. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, if you haven't seen Sons of Anarchy, this is a real spoiler alert. I'm giving you all the details because I have to talk about it.
It's time.
All right. The whole thing in Sons of Anarchy this season is that Jax, who is running the motorcycle club, is going to give up this guy named Tig to Pope, this black gangster.
Yeah.
And Jax, in order to get the motorcycle club back on track, is going to give up this guy to be murdered. Mm-hmm. And Tig is my favorite guy. He's my favorite crazy, insane guy. He's been a villain in movies forever. He looks like a bird. He's got black curly hair. Uh-huh. He's a crazy looking guy. And I'm looking at it, and I have such a man crush on this character.
Oh, dear.
That I am sitting lying in bed watching this with Carla.
Rager?
With a massive, massive rager.
Naked?
And, yeah, totally naked. On awesome. Top of the covers. And I said,
just under the sheet.
I said to Carla, I said, this is how TV is important to me. I said, I'm done. They kill him, I'm done.
Uh-huh.
They kill him, and I get so sucked in by my TV, by my story.
Right.
And they're driving up to the secret warehouse where Tig doesn't know he's being set up, and I'm like, and it's getting closer and closer, and I'm getting upset like it's real.
Right.
I'm going, this is ridiculous. They're really going to do this. Jax is really going to go through with this. Uh-huh. This is I can't. If they do this, they're going to have Jax's wife sitting there pouting every week and people that I don't care about. You can't kill Opie and Tig in the same season. You can't do it.
Are you I admire your passion, but are you doing this while the show is going on? Like, are you articulating this out loud?
Carla, I think if she was here, would say, it bordered on ridiculous how upset I was at how.
But you know what? That's
she
a
was
credit.
Laughing at me because she doesn't care. Right, she watches Sons of Anarchy with me, but doesn't really get
that
into it.
That is a credit to that show.
Yes.
That you're that involved. You know, I used to feel that when The Sopranos came back after a season, I felt like I was seeing Friends again because I liked the show that much.
And rarely do I get to a point in a television show where not only I love it, but I'm into it so much that if they kill one of my characters, I'm going to say, that's it. Bye-bye. I don't want to stay with it.
Right.
And I'm saying that as we're going on. I said, that's it. I can't believe they're really going to do this. And they get him out of the car, and then the gangsters show up, and I'm like, he's really doing it. He's really doing it. And there was no war. And then Jax saves him at the last minute.
See, you love
must
it.
Have been very happy.
It was
so, you know what it was?
Spoiler alert, if you didn't see Sons of Anarchy, I just screwed up like the most important
Christmas
plot line.
Miracle for you.
I don't watch the show, but when you say motorcycle club, you mean Gang of Thugs, right?
No, hey.
How dare you?
Because watch out there, no, Mr. Man.
But aren't they basically, in the show, I don't watch it, but isn't it a sort of a mob? They're a motorcycle
I think they're
mob?
Right-thinking Americans.
Yeah, they're living their lives by their own rules.
They do a lot for charity.
Well, then that's what I do.
Yeah.
There are, believe it or not, when it comes to motorcycle clubs, there are seriously rules. I mean, if you...
I know there are good ones, and then I know there are bad ones. Is this a good one or a bad one?
They're outlaws.
There are rules.
They're criminals.
Right. Like no horseplay. No running.
No, what I'm talking about, stop it. When you talk about rules, if I was to start the Americans,
Mike's Bikes?
That was Rob's suggestion.
That sounds so tough.
I am not gay.
I think it's a great idea.
Mike's Bikes.
I think it's a good idea.
I'm not doing Mike's Bikes.
Well,
they have streamers on the handlebars.
A little trike.
Jerky would tell you, who is an officer with the Renegade Pigs, which is a police motorcycle club.
That's a law abiding.
They better be.
Law enforcing club.
True.
I've been to a few parties.
They've sworn to uphold the law.
Let's move on.
But the fact is, if you start a chapter of any kind, there are kind of rules.
Yes, of course.
Sure.
And not kind of rules.
Each
they're really
club
rules.
Has
like
its own.
You,
if staunch rules.
If you're some Yahoo that starts riding a motorcycle and you want to get your leather thing and you want to get the name of your motorcycle club and then put the state underneath it, you got to be real careful because there are motorcycle gangs that are out there that will come up to you and go, what are you doing?
What's
this is our territory and stuff. Like that. These little things come into play.
What's a three about. Patch? Somebody mentioned somebody to me at a
he's a rapper
at the
isn't
holiday
he?
Party, and they said he's a three patch some club.
Three patch would be, I believe, the name of the motorcycle club over the top shoulder.
Okay.
A la, you know, the fictitious one, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Right.
Then you have the club symbol.
Yes.
You know, and
you earn those patches.
Well, when you see a prospect, you will see. Prospect at the bottom, and when you get the patches signify your membership in the club, and when you are patched in or patched out, when you lose your patch, you know, Clay in Sons of Anarchy, they took his patch, and then they took his Sons of Anarchy tattoos and blacked him out on his shoulder.
Yeah, but I feel like Clay could have gone into the mall and just gotten a replica, you know. Got some stitches
in the book. Not with that shoulder.
It's in the pattern
book.
That's
the way they really do it, too. They black out the shoulder. Like, they don't just, like, carefully remove your tattoo. And in some cases, they remove it a little tougher.
Yeah, with a knife.
They scrape it off.
Yeah. And then when I hear prospect, I think of Looking for Gold.
No, prospect is what is...
Some guy with a beard?
Yeah. Short for
Walter
prospective,
Brennan. Yeah.
Short for prospective member.
A prospective member, a prospect, or, you know, like a pledge in a fraternity.
Yeah, would you ever pledge?
I had an opportunity with the...
You were invited, right?
With the motorcycle club, and I chose not to. Because it was about a year process, and you know, I didn't want to run and grab beers for guys. That's not that's not
part of what you have to do.
45 years of age. That's
it's
not
similar,
what I,
similar to being like in a fraternity, right? You're the pledge, and you have to answer to all their whims, prove you're that you're worthwhile. Yeah.
Yes, Alice. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome to the second segment of the Mike O'Meara Show. Yesterday, we started a letter from listener Dan Schimpf, who started Wait Not a year ago. Here's the rest of what he had to say. This is truly a life-changing program. You eat less than half the calories you're used to, but somehow you don't feel hungry or tired. In fact, you have more energy than ever before.
Yes.
I've had two Thanksgivings, a Christmas, New Year's, a birthday, and several vacations without gaining the weight back. I used to be able to run for 2 minutes without having to stop and walk. Now I just finished training for a 5K, and I can run the full 5K without stopping. My sex life has improved. Sleeping has improved.
Mm-hmm.
Bought all new clothes that look much better on me than what I used to wear, and I am a better role model for my young son. I also had slightly elevated blood pressure. I think you had that too, Rob.
Yep, clear of that now.
For the first time in my life last year, and that's back down where it should be.
Cool.
I had blood work done before, during, and after the program. Every one of my numbers stayed the same or improved. Dan Schimpf, thank you very much for
good
that.
Good job, Dan.
We're talking
good
about
job.
Weight Not. Unbelievable results you can believe in. 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or weightnot.com, and we thank them for
send
their
us
business.
Your updates as well.
You are funny today. You are particularly queenie today. You hear it. It's like, that would be much. I'm sorry. I just had
are
to
you?
Throw that.
No,
not a bit. not in the least.
You're
sorry.
Particularly, but Mike, I will say this today. I don't know what you're particularly awesome.
Is it because you used on a whim?
He's mad at me today. What?
On a whim?
On a whim.
On a whim.
On a whim. All right. On the program, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great.
That's awesome.
Hey, you'll like this, Rob. I'm gonna bring you joy now. Would you like to know the two players that the Red Sox have gotten in the last 24 hours
actually,
or 48 hours?
Actually, based on your tease, I would.
They got a Mike Napoli.
Mike Napoli.
I don't think this guy's Italian, but it sounds. And they got Shane Victorino.
Oh, there's a good boy.
Oh, the Red Sox got a Napoli and a Victorino. Yes, sir. They're both the marginal players. They pay a lot of money. You bet $250 in baseball now, you get $10 million.
Yeah, they get in the ring.
Wow.
You know, you win in the ring this year.
It really, really is, as far as an occupation. It speaks to the difficulty of baseball, but right now, you get marginal guys. Like, if we did our jobs, you know, we think we played at a pretty high level.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What happened to us in the world of radio? Boom. See you later.
Got Ciao. Fired.
See you later, boys. Ciao. Get the hell. But then again,
sent down to the minors.
Our batting average was the ratings, and the ratings towards the end weren't all that great.
Right.
So, c'est la vie. It happens like that. That's the world. We have a great passionate following. I wouldn't have changed any career path direction at
right.
all. Right. But in baseball, you get a guy that bats like 247,
mm-hmm.
And they're giving him like $10 million a year.
Well, isn't he a great utility player?
It's like, you know, he bats from the left side really, really well. I'm reading these statistics today. I'm going to open it up because really this tells me in the world of baseball, if you have a young man and you know he's got athletic ability, if he's great in certain sports, he can do really, really well.
Right, of course.
But in baseball, you cannot be that great and still – if you make it to the bigs.
Well, he's batting, what, 247? Okay. He also sings opera and makes great gravy.
So it's become the
yes, sir, it's Shane Victorino, Mike Napoli.
So it's become the sport of underachievers?
Well, here's the headline of the Boston Globe today. The best the Sox can do with a question mark. Yeah. And you have Mike Napoli, you have Shane Victorino, and you got a game. Johnny Gomes. And this might have the stats in there. I'm not sure whether they're in there.
Even the Boston papers share your sort of cheerfulness when it comes to the Red Sox.
Oh, they're terrible.
Oh, sure.
This is the best. The Lowell Meltzer Times.
As you look that up, does anybody know, just because Bryce Harper's star has risen so high,
yeah,
how long until he leaves? How long is his contract?
Harper.
You know, when you get a guy like Bryce Harper with the Washington Nationals, you've got somebody who Nationals would destroy any chance of getting fan support if you trade a guy like that. You got the Strasburg and you got Bryce Harper. You get rid of guys like that. So they hold on. It depends. They can't hold on to three guys that are at that level, but they can hold on to one, and they probably will. I don't see there's just no way that they would let Bryce Harper go. You'll probably see him in a Nats uniform.
I see the Under Armour commercials. I see him everywhere. Yeah. And he's so young and such phenomenal player.
This speaks though to the way baseball players go. Now, a guy like Bryce Harper is a megastar with great numbers. The Sox, and they talk about their record, and then he goes into the new guys that they have. And
Mario and Luigi.
Could you actually announce them as if you were the PA announcer at JetBlue Airways Stadium, if I'm not mistaken? Park.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to JetBlue Park. My name is Mike O'Mara. I'm your PA announcer today. Now playing right field for the Boston Red Sox. Shane Victorino. Number, I don't know his number. Shane Victorino. At first base for the Boston Red Sox. Mike Napoli!
He's so good!
Oh, Mikey Napoli, such a good boy, plays such a good game.
Maybe that would have been the hook that we could have got you that job, Mike.
Note to the young broadcasters, when you want to talk about statistics, it might be a really good idea during your show prep when you write it down to write down some batting averages. Suffice to say, these guys have kind of middle-of-the-road batting averages, and they are getting paid tens of millions of dollars.
So what is their draw? So, are they particularly handsome?
Yeah, why is this happening?
Okay, you got one guy that he's a catcher and a first baseman, okay? These are serious. Mike Napoli, these are his credentials because I know him off the top of my head. He does not hit for average very high.
All right.
He is not a particularly good fielding first baseman.
Great.
And he is not a particularly good fielding catcher.
Perfect.
That's the position he's playing.
But other than that.
And he hits for occasional power.
Okay.
Then you have a right fielder who is a middle of the road batter.
Excellent.
Who gets on base occasionally, but he's a good defensive player.
All right.
So that's why they've got him, and he's getting paid tens of millions of dollars.
You keep using the word good. Is there anything they do that's beyond good?
There is not one aspect of these guys where they are a superstar or
their paycheck is great.
Yeah. Now, if you can occasionally do well, you're going to get paid an amazing amount of money in baseball.
Are they darlings of the fans?
No, what it is, in free agency, in sports, what happens is you get guys that come into free agency, and if they're in a class of free agents that are coming up for their opportunities, and there aren't a lot of guys out there, then the crappy little guys get these great deals.
Because
there's
the
nobody else there. That's the way it works. Wow, so that's... Wow, this fascinates you.
No, it is in a way. In a way, this
can
is.
Can he sound any more disinterested?
That a little like what happened in radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
That's a great parallel.
Lower paid, mediocre people rose to the top.
No. Actually, that's not a good parallel. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
Because they stopped paying them.
Everybody in radio
fired
now
the big players.
Has taken a massive pay hit, and a lot of people have been blown out.
And the thing that surprised me about it is that it doesn't parallel the movie Moneyball at all. where it seems like they're paying too much for not enough. And the Moneyball movie is there saying you can pay less and get better.
That's been disproven, that the Moneyball theory.
The teams like that,
really?
Kind of, sort of.
I've heard it discredited.
I mean, you know, you really, you have a situation where guys get paid because they can do a few little things well. And if they're at the, but I mean, for years
but
and years
but they don't excel at any one of them.
No,
is
not
what
particularly.
You're
but you see, Mike, this
there's
means
not one guy that would be like a man. But
that's how I got this job.
But teams that are the whales, like the Boston Red Sox, that have this money to spend, they got money to spend. So they can throw a few dollars
they can
at them.
Fix it if they need to.
So let's go Sox. Let's see what happens. I don't have
good luck.
I'll try to get some of the statistics, lifetime stats for any of these guys.
Post them on your Facebook page.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's thank you. I appreciate that.
Mike likes the Boston Red Sox.
Really, you've been drinking, Mike?
So they
and another thing, it's occasional power. He's okay at first base.
So I read about my Red Sox all the time, and here's the headline from the Boston Herald. Shane Victorino gives outfield flexibility. Okay, when you're paying a guy tens of million dollars, you'd like a little more than flexibility.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shane Victorino, it was in his native Hawaii on the island of Maui, where he's hosting a charity golf tournament. He's very excited. Talks about how excited he is. And so this guy says, all right, this guy assigns, made a, what did he want? He got tens of millions of dollars. A three-year, $39 million contract.
Jeez, well, he's good money.
Here's what he says.
He can make it.
Quote, it's not all monetary, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that's the truth.
Not anymore.
He didn't say that.
Or you're there.
All right. In theory, Victorino will bring balance to a Red Sox lineup that began leaning toward the right. Talk about right-handed hitters.
Yeah, right.
With the addition of Napoli, who's expected to play primarily at first base, but could also see time at catcher. And left fielder Johnny Gomes. That's another guy
there you go.
All right. But he's always been a better hitter from the right side. So he bats from the right side with a 301 average. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's only from one side of the plate. He's a switch hitter.
Hey!
And the left side, 267. And here's the guy that just got $39 million. Victorino is coming off a career worst year. So the year before he got the contract, he's coming off a career worst
year. They probably got him for a deal then.
Yeah.
I mean, he might have been $12 million if he had a
good
year.
Here's the stat I was telling you. This man is going to get 3 years and $39 million.
Holy
Would you like to know what he batted last year?
Sure.
He batted .255.
Yeah.
And he had 11 home runs and 55 RBIs. That is what gets you $40 million in Major League Baseball.
Let's try out.
He's not that much better than we are.
Right. One Major League scout suggested yesterday that Victorino's skills are in decline, although another speculated that he was merely distracted by trade rumors and his impending free agency.
He was also
distracted. Welcome to the world of baseball, boys.
He was also distracted, Mike, by huge stacks of money in his living room.
Oh,
he was afraid
God.
They'd fall on him.
Yeah. I just had like the worst thought ever that you may not be able to go to Florida because of Carla's pregnancy. Can she fly?
It doesn't matter because we're driving down.
Oh, okay.
And we were going to do a little trip down there
last trimester
in March.
Usually,
all right. Oh, I don't know.
Where for the first time I would be able to see the Red Sox in 2 years playing in spring training. But sorry, airlines. It's absurd. I can't. It's not affordable.
Oh,
you can't fly down there. So you know, things I used to do.
Yeah, Florida.
Things I used to do by Mike O'Mara. So anyway, I just like to say to the Red Sox, lick it. Good luck to you.
They're gonna blow anyway.
We'll see. Yeah, they're gonna blow anyway. Hope you get lucky. That's it. All right. So we got the vowels, Victorino and Napoli. got all my and I was not drunk on Facebook.
He was not.
That's it. I got it all covered. We're gonna take a break, come back with Rob Spiewak and the audio vault
right on time.
After this. Now, this has a little Christmassy sound to it.
Oh, it is a Christmas
song. Very much
so,
yes.
Melikalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian day.
You're freaking me out, Buzz.
Buzz, is this from one of your albums?
This is one of the songs I'm working on for my Christmas song.
Oh, really? Yeah. Your Christmas song?
Yeah, Mele Kalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you. Yeah.
Are you going to give us like a Christmas concert?
Yeah, at the Thirdtacular.
Yeah, you asked
him to perform.
To
bring it in Friday.
Very excited about that. It should be a lot of fun. Welcome back to the show.
You forgot you asked for that.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault has brought you. It's been
what are you doing
interesting couple
this?
Of weeks.
Did he block
SodaStream.
Yes.
This is funny. I'm going to share this story that Buzz brought in. today regarding SodaStream. An ad for SodaStream, a home carbonation product, has been making the rounds worldwide.
It's a good ad.
Neat ad, yeah.
In it, bottles of soda seem to combust spontaneously every time someone uses the SodaStream elsewhere in the world. The takeaway, why pay for bottled drinks when you can make your own soda at home? I agree.
Yeah.
You have an amazing sense with SodaStream. I'm starting to get a lot of feedback from our listeners about it, of just how good it is financially to get this product. So reducing the numbers, they have one blow up every time somebody makes a soda.
Right. Yeah.
A bottle of soda somewhere blows up.
Eco-friendly.
Not everyone was swayed by the message. UK broadcast company Clearcast banned the ad before it was set to screen during a break of the popular program,
Guess
I'm
why.
A Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Right. Clearcast said in a statement that the ad denigrated other soft drinks. Yeah, because in advertising, you don't denigrate the other product.
No, not at all.
Jeez. In response, SodaStream, UK's managing director, Fiona Hope, it's a cool name.
I want to tell
you. She called the move absurd and said that Clearcast clearly gives priority to soft drink giants.
Of course, more money.
It's really funny. They're talking about SodaStream.
But realize the power you hold in your hands by buying a SodaStream.
You know, you can flavor this soda with anything you want. They have wonderful flavors. Grape, Diet Coke. Not Diet Coke. Diet Cola.
Diet Cola.
Right, and, you know, it's fun to experiment with different flavors. I've been doing that. It turns water into fizzy soda in seconds. The handsome new SodaStream source comes with a lighted carbonation indicator. Fill the bottle with water. Bam. You have your soda. It's fantastic. About 25 cents a can. Choose your style and color at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's. Or visit SodaStream.com. SodaStream is smart, simple soda. Don't ban those ads in the UK.
Yeah. No.
Stop that. Let's open up the audio vault. See what we got for today. This is Wednesday, December 5, 2020.
Lots of talk about the fiscal cliff, and I think a lot of people don't understand it, Mike. And that might be the problem. So,
now, the latest being that Obama might be letting it happen to make the Republicans look bad. I'm not sure I like that. We'll see.
Yeah,
there are a number of tax. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm. One of them they're going to yield so they have more leverage later, all this stuff. But if we understand it, that's the first step to solving it.
That's
so
right.
Here is a noted guy that will help explain the fiscal cliff.
Thank goodness.
Here's Mr. Burns from The Simpsons describing the fiscal cliff. And if you'd like to see the video for this, this is on our YouTube page.
All right.
Morning, sir.
No. Any word from Karl Rove?
Sir, despite what he's been telling you, it's over. Romney lost.
Damn it. I guess it's time I explain to these good people the upcoming fiscal cliff. Think of the economy as a car, and the rich man as the driver. If you don't give the driver all the money, he'll drive you over a cliff. It's just common sense. Furthermore, rich people feel things more deeply than the common man. And we've got to change our approach to immigration. I have a progressive proposal to let into this country 200 grimy Irishmen a year. I've got lots of potatoes that need peeling and stables to be mucked out.
Sir, the Instapols are in. You're just digging yourself deeper.
Well, then let me just say this. Marco Rubio es un pañuelo rosa.
I'm afraid you just made things even worse.
How? Why?
You just said Marco Rubio is a pink handkerchief.
This public service announcement is over.
God.
Well done.
They
well
still
done.
Do it, don't
they? Do, and when they want to write, they know how to write.
Yeah, well, when they're passionate about something, which they obviously are.
Still don't like Jimmy Fallon. Don't really care for the Jimmy Fallon show, but the fact
you
remains...
You and I are on the same page on that, my friend. I do not like Mr. Fallon one little bit. I think Jimmy Fallon amuses Jimmy Fallon, and
that's and
about
I think
it.
He uses the show as the biggest train set in the world to
Absolutely,
play with.
Absolutely, and I don't dig that.
But he does have a great band, The Roots. And
yep,
last
they
night
are great.
They did
the
something.
Roots are fantastic.
He gave The Roots all instruments you would see in a classroom. Little xylophone, little mouth organ and
that's
stuff.
That's funny. Yeah.
And
I'll
they
give
did,
him credit
and
for
they
that.
Did this. They said live from the music room, they had Mariah Carey come in who looked fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
And she sang what I think is the best Christmas song of the past 50 years.
Right.
Backed up by The Roots playing childhood instruments. I want you to hear this.
Wow. I love when they do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Little kids singing back up.
Mariah's a good voice.
She sounds fantastic because this is not her even holding a mic. She's sitting in a room just singing.
Wow.
And they did this live.
And they are the Roots doing her backup vocals too?
No, kids are.
Kids are.
Yeah, the Roots are just playing baby xylophones.
That's awesome.
All right, here's the hook.
That is is cool.
It's awesome. So a lot of fun. I like that. And I like Mariah Carey a lot.
You know, it's funny with a, you know, there's a viral video that comes from Letterman with Darlene Love that's been all over the place. And it seems like
she sings Christmas Baby Please Come Home every year. And they every year they do it a little different.
And they step up their game with the live music for these wonderful bands that are part of these TV shows.
The best. There have been 32 different motion picture versions of A Christmas Carol.
Yuck.
32 versions.
Too many. Some of them are really stinkathons.
Yeah, and some of them are amazing. Some are great. We always disagree. I like the George C. Scott one. That's my favorite.
I like George C. Scott, and then there's an old black and white one.
The Alistair Sim one, I think, is the one you like.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
And believe it or not, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol is one of the best.
Also
100%. We are in total agreement. Those are the big three.
Tim Burton's A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, not the same.
Different movie, but also great.
Not the same. But to save time, Mike, here is all 32 different Scrooges saying bah humbug.
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
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 Christmas a humbug, Uncle.
You don't mean that, I'm sure.
Bah.
Humbug.
Bah humbug.
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 Bah.
Humbug.
Merry Christmas.
Humbug.
Bah.
Humbug.
Ooh, I hate Christmas.
Humbug.
Humbug.
Bah.
Humbug.
Bah.
Humbug.
Humbug stew.
Bah.
Humbug.
Humbug.
Bah.
Humbug.
Humbug, Mr. Bonick.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bah. Humbug.
Humbug.
Bah. Humbug to you, too.
Humbug.
Humbug.
And God bless us all, everyone.
Humbug.
So that's it.
I heard Yosemite Sam in there.
Yeah, there was a there was a Looney Tunes one in there. Yeah.
Rob, you know, I like you. I'm a number one queen, and you know that we love the theater. And I've said for years, as you know, that my dream role would be to play Tevye.
Yeah, and Fiddler on the Roof.
The what I don't talk about a lot, the next one right in back of it, would be to play Scrooge.
And you know what?
I would love to do that. And they have all these little like community theater.
Oh, you're better than that.
Hey, hipster, I'd do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
It's a great role.
So
he'd be
often,
great at it.
He would.
It's
and you know what? So often they cast a skinny Scrooge, and I like to see a heftier Scrooge.
Well,
because it means he's greedy and he keeps stuff for himself.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm going to write down a name here.
Charles Dickens is lowbrow.
Is it Johnny Holiday?
No, this is someone that is doing local theater.
Oh,
really?
This will change his view.
Can this be on camera or no?
It's fine.
He really wouldn't be showing it to me if he didn't know it was going to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who?
That.
Can I see it?
Gotcha. You're better than that.
But you have to admit, she got a great
Scrooge
role, though. No, it was Ghost of Christmas Dinner's Past.
Okay, enough. Okay. Let's move on.
How did you feel
when
a bad impressionist gets national coverage? Did you hear about the Australian disc jockeys?
Doing the Queen?
Yeah.
There's nothing funny about it.
It's nothing, and they're horrible voices.
Okay, I mean, you know what? You don't get
to play it. There's 10 seconds
of it. You don't get to play it. Now, let me tell you why.
Okay,
because I don't want to hit the explosion. Yeah. They don't deserve it.
Right.
They call the hospital where Pippa is having a morning sickness.
Kate Middleton.
Yeah, that's right.
Where Kate Middleton is having morning sickness, and they call and they do a crappy impression of the Queen.
And they got through to the private nurse.
And we are so bankrupt for talent on American radio that what you get is the Australian disc jockeys that call and go, "Hello, this is the Queen. I'd like to find out how
a weak DJ prank.
It's really horrible.
You go ahead.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. I almost forgot. Public service announcement.
Okay.
Oh, good.
To all the wonderful ladies listening to the show, with all due respect, I bring this to you from your friend Oscar Santan.
Here we go.
Oh, you need some music for this?
Please.
All right.
Something uplifting. This holiday season, as the news breaks of the pending royal pregnancy.
Yes.
That does not mean that you should also get pregnant. That does not mean that you should run out and talk to your husband and say, maybe we should have another child. This is just a royal family having a child.
Follow along.
Just because she's pregnant doesn't mean you have to get pregnant.
That's right.
Okay.
Because she buys ugly colored jeans, you could do that all day. But bringing a life into this world is a big responsibility.
So you're saying that that there is a groundswell of support for women getting pregnant because of the royals.
That's all they want
to
do.
Everybody wants to do it.
I'm very happy to say
that
I made my announcement
pre-pregnancy.
Yes, right before Prince William.
And also, you were suffering nausea before Kate Middleton.
Yes, I was.
And speaking of PSAs,
I'm suffering it right now. As a matter of fact,
speaking of PSAs, Oscar for the past 2 years has brought what he likes to call a rando to our open
house.
Yes. Is that going to happen this year? Because we've had great joy. Do you remember the guy with the huge zit on his nose 2 years ago?
He did
bring us great joy.
That's a holiday tradition that I would be more than happy to say bye-bye
to. My dance card is full.
Okay.
Are you bringing your lady?
I'm bringing my lady, and I think Todd, because I can't drink, I'm DD'ing them.
Yeah, before, I know we're in the middle of the audio, but
fine.
Can I ask you this, because I'm feeling guilty.
Yeah.
You were being polite, right? Todd wasn't it wasn't that big a deal that I didn't show up at his party, right?
It was a big deal to
He'll
him.
He'll speak to it on Friday.
Yeah, well,
he
won't admit to it. We can address
this. He won't admit to it. It was awkward because there were other people after he drinks.
He'll keep admitting to it.
I guess you responded, a positive RSVP on the Evite?
Yes.
Okay. So when I got there, no more than five people. And you weren't going to dance for anyone. These are people you've met in the past.
Yeah.
I said, hey, I heard Mike was coming. I did a great cover up. I didn't want to make you look like an alcoholic. I said he got hammered last night. You couldn't do two nights in a row.
But like when you get the test for being an alcoholic, that's one of the questions.
Sure.
Have you ever missed a function because of alcohol?
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, the actual phrasing, have you ever disappointed Todd Moore?
No, he was fine. He didn't make a big deal.
Hi, everybody.
And speaking of that,
thanks, Quench.
That same instance, tape continues to surface from that night at Quench, Mike.
Really? Okay.
And this is not me singing. This is not you singing. This is our young, dazzling Hebrew, Mark Ronick, beatboxing.
Okay.
Oh,
and
good.
Do you recall he was beatboxing for a long, long
time? Mike was in the bathroom.
Yeah, but he was
for
not
long,
in the bathroom
long
that long because you beatboxed a long time.
Can I be honest with you? I know he beatboxes. I've heard him do it before. I think I was in the bathroom for a while.
Yes.
And I believe that the only reason I knew he was beatboxing is because there were references to it on Facebook the next day.
All right.
Right.
So, well, maybe
this
will bring
up. That was the easy part of the
evening. Maybe it'll come back to you when you hear this dazzling audio tape. Mark Ronick, everybody.
Pretty good.
Was this at Quench?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paying attention because they can't wait for him to start.
He eventually names the rap.
I think this is where it came in.
Does he do a rap?
No, he just names it. Listen.
F you, Rob.
It's called F you, Rob.
F you, Rob.
We were out of control.
Out of control.
This is in Lily White Rockville.
Pretty fly for a white guy. Ooh, a little.
Yeah,
a little,
he's doing like a duck thing, yeah. Look for it on iTunes. It's
our waitress, Cassandra, she really liked it.
Bravo. Cassandra was wonderful.
Now, she back was. From Portugal, Mike, and I know you vacationed in sunny Portugal many times.
Anderson
Cooper. Ahead,
no, you go ahead.
No, I'm not going ahead. Go ahead. That'll
Anderson,
be for after the show, boys.
That's right. Thank you.
Very good.
Anderson Cooper's back from Portugal, and he had a problem, Mike.
Oh. Yes.
He got sunburned eyes.
I go to Portugal, which is a beautiful country I'd never been before, stunning place. I'm in this beautiful coastal area shooting a story for 60 minutes, but I'm on the water for 2 hours. I wake up in the middle of the night, and it feels like my eyes are on fire, my eyeballs. And I think, oh, well, maybe I have sand in my eyes or something.
Ain't
I douse my eyes with water. Anyway, it turns out I have sunburned my eyeballs, and I went blind for about 36 hours.
See? You be careful out there on the water.
You can sunburn your eyeballs?
I've done it, and it does feel like sand in your eyes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Ouch.
I didn't go blind, but it was damned uncomfortable for a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wear your sunglasses, people.
That's
but
right.
Do you think this is a cover-up? Because you know what he's into.
Are you saying he's had stuff in his eye before? Yeah.
Well, maybe Oscar's making reference to why he went blind for 36 hours.
That's good. I stopped after I needed glasses.
I don't know what that means.
And so we close my...
Yes.
Conan O'Brien, do you know that with Kate Middleton going through the royal queasiness,
yes,
she's getting advice from all corners.
The royal queasy.
Is she suffering from the royal queasiness?
Yes.
Right. Kate Middleton having a baby. Isn't that exciting? Woo, not our country. Woo.
Stop.
Newman.
All right.
He's right.
I know what place that comes from because Conan, a big New England Irish Catholic family.
Hates it.
I will tell you that. We are raised at our dinner tables. You do not get into the royal family.
Right.
They're still the enemy as far as the Irish are concerned. Exactly. That's what makes me
mad. Snooky, new mom Snooky. Snooky says she wants to give baby advice to Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
Snooki said her number one tip is find out who the father is.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio vault.
We will take a break and come back with Buzzed News right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show every ball day. I'm just the new music that you bring to the table as far as Christmassy.
Yeah, but this is old. This is the Kinks from like 25 years ago.
I know, but I mean, it just there's so much.
You're keeping it fresh.
You know, when you started sharing your music with me about this, and how many total Christmas songs do you have in your your repertoire?
God, I would say 2,000.
Oh my God, I didn't even know there were that many made.
Yeah,
there are. If you listen to the crappy like radio stations that play the Christmas, what do you hear about 13 of them?
Yeah. Well, you know what they do? They see what tests well, and they run about an 85-minute rotation.
And that's why.
But there's so much more than that.
I mean, and it really, I will tell you this as someone who is new to this experiment of hearing brand new Christmas music. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs a Rob Spiewak because you need to hear the fresh stuff. It just is more fun.
I try to pick up about 4 CDs a year.
I'm going to take you up on that.
Yeah,
offer.
Let me know, Buzz. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. Without further ado, let's
get
right
offered.
To it. Thank you. Oscar's being a pain in the
ass. Actually, I've got a couple songs for
today.
You. I have Donde Esta Santa Claus, and of course, The Hat I Got for Christmas is Too Big.
But I will give Oscar credit. He did talk Mike out of doing live theater. I'll never do it now.
Right.
Based on that.
You might. You might
never say not a chance. Here's Buzz. Take it away, Buzz.
I saw a sign in Manassas yesterday. I don't know. What does the word sultaneous mean?
Oh, jeez. Yes.
That's crackers.
Well, no,
that's what I thought. Yeah.
Sultaneous actually is what my mom makes. They're like empanadas. So like meat pockets.
I was close.
It must have been a restaurant.
Sultaneous with cheese.
Did you see it up at the shopping center up here?
No, it's just a handmade sign down 28th.
Oh, I'll pick some up.
You know, since you mentioned it, you know what I want to try around here?
What?
You look at Anthony Bourdain and these guys that go into these local areas. You know, this is we have a tremendous Hispanic community here in Manassas. Yeah.
Hold it.
I want to
here?
I want to find a really good taqueria, one of those places where they make the really, like, from Mexico, the tacos, or El Salvador. Mm-hmm. I really want to find. So if anybody knows in our, you know, local
community, there's got to be one close.
Share me a local one.
There's a Taco Bell.
Shut up, Rob. Thank you. Go ahead, Buzz.
The news today brought to you by Strine Creative. You've seen what Gabe Strine does for us. Now you can put him and his team to work on all of your graphic designs. Strine Creative's not just round-headed DJs. It's branding and marketing for print, the web, and, yes, even animation. Let Strine Creative help your ideas has come alive. StrineCreative.com or click their eye-catching ad on our website. We're going to need some music on the new frontier, but Dave Brubeck won't be the guy. He has passed the jazz musician at the age of 91.
That's a biggie. That is a biggie for
really
me.
Is.
Oscar,
for
how does that make you feel?
You know what? He played with Buddy Guy, correct?
Yeah, very good. That's good. Dave Brubeck,
One of the true greats.
Take Five.
Yeah.
One of my favorite.
And also, you know
jazz.
What? Everyone will play that, but not many will play this. This is Blue Rondo a la Turk from the same album.
Just as good. Listen to man. Take a moment. That just happened, huh?
Yes.
Dave Brubeck. Wow, legend. That's a shame. That makes me very, very sad. That's,
and do you know why?
One of my favorites.
Take Five, one of the most recognizable jazz standards of all. Do you know why it's called Take Five?
Why is it called Take Five?
The meter is in 5/4.
Okay, 1.
And maybe the first mainline release to ever do an off meter like that. He's very, very ahead of his time.
Everybody knows this.
I like this.
Man, this is great. Great jazz. Great jazz jam. Mm-hmm. Dave Brubeck, genius. Absolutely. Cool stuff, man.
Really
great. Safe home, Dave Brubeck.
That's sad.
Very good.
Well, you know, Christmas is coming, and you've been very, very bad this year.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
You're going to need a spanking, especially after reading 50 Shades of Grey. Every year, an adult toy store in Britain releases a list of the top sex toys of the holiday season. Last year, there were no bondage or discipline toys on the list. This year, all 5 of the top toys are exactly that.
Because of the book, right?
Yeah, that's really it. Black bondage ropes are number 1, followed by the satin blindfold, the leather paddles, some balls on a string, and furry handcuffs.
Coming in at number 6, Anderson Cooper's iPad. Powder.
It's not powder.
You know, even even the show Boardwalk Empire had some S&M worked into that with the lead character, the bad guy, and the guy likes autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, that's
actually
extreme.
Not autoerotic because it's not his own. I mean, he would have somebody choke him out while he was doing his little thing.
That's how we lost Dave Brubeck.
They say,
I'm sorry.
Too soon.
I meant Michael Hutchence.
I didn't make the other joke I wanted to make.
You will later.
Which I'm going to tell you after the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to hit play and record.
In California. In California, it will now be illegal for psychotherapists to try to turn kids under 18 from gay to straight. Conversion therapy is controversial because of its bizarre practices and because many believe it can actually harm a person's mental health. Three conversion therapists got a federal judge to block the law on Monday on free speech grounds, but yesterday a district judge upheld the new law that now bans conversion therapy.
See,
in
Mike,
California.
You can't do that to me.
That's right.
There's a lot of people that say that these therapists, some of them in their own right, have gone through this themselves. They were gay at one point and proclaim that they've changed themselves.
Yes. So they're messed up to start with. Yeah. It's very scary allegedly. Stuff. And it's bigoted.
The therapy is just weird.
It's also, it's discriminatory.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, a prison superintendent has been suspended for making inmates not only drink hot sauce, but also to rub it on their genitals.
Just like Blair Warner.
I don't think this counts as S&M, but I mean, I understand making somebody drink it. That's a violation. Mm-hmm, right. But rubbing it on the genitals, I mean, hey, that's just fun.
For one thing, it helps me last so much longer.
But it should be.
God.
Can we edit that out?
Speaking of that, I want to apologize to my girlfriend for this morning.
Oh. Really?
Happy holidays.
It was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay.
On the bright side, she was not late.
Let him finish his news story.
In a letter to their district court, six inmates there in North Carolina say they were forced to do these things for the opportunity to work for 70 cents a day. And also prison road crew workers say that they were forced to kiss deadly snakes and to simulate sex acts. Adrenaline rushes through a cop's body in the heat of the moment. That adrenaline proved unstoppable in Cleveland last week during a high-speed chase. At one point, orders came over the police radio twice to end the chase, but the cops kept going. The chase ended on a dead-end road where the driver and his female passenger were killed as 13 officers fired 137 bullets into them.
Wow.
The suspects were unarmed, and there is no evidence they were ever armed at any point in the chase. The suspects were black, the officers were white, except for one Hispanic, and four of these 13 officers have a history of violent confrontation. There will, of course, be an investigation.
Jeez.
Whoa.
See what happens with that.
Cop shops across America are asking Congress for new powers to read your text messages. This law would require all cell providers, to keep this information, all of your text, for at least 2 years.
I can just see they knock on the door. Mr. O'Mara, were you communicating with Mr. Ronick on Monday night?
Mr. Ronick has filed for unemployment 6 times.
Now, currently, a Sprint keeps texts.
You know it's a good text thread when you start it out with, blow me.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how the evening
started. Always
nice.
Yeah.
Can you hear the music?
Ends with, remember who you work for.
You went too far.
I know.
Currently, Sprint keeps text for 12 days, Nextel for 7, AT&T and T-Mobile don't keep them at all. Mm-hmm. How about that? Verizon, however, is trying to patent a new DVR that comes with a camera and a microphone built in so they can watch and listen to you.
Software
in the DVR then targets you with advertising based on what you're doing or saying in your living room.
Hey, the cops are at Mike's door again.
It's like Minority Report.
Cuddle.
Yeah, it's getting scary.
Nice.
Cuddle and you'll see an ad for contraceptives. Argue and you'll see an ad for marriage counseling.
Maybe you'll see
a man creator.
Exactly.
These are the techno nerds
grilling
gone
while you're watching
this
television.
This is using their power for evil.
That's right.
Very bad.
If you wonder why John Boehner clings so tightly to tax breaks for the rich, you have to remember that as Speaker of the House, he has to speak for other lawmakers no matter how crazy they are. Yesterday, Boehner got some sharp criticism, not from liberals, not from Democrats, but from conservatives who say Boehner is getting too soft on the idea of bringing the government new revenue. In the Mad Hatter world of the Tea Party, government is bad and funding government is even worse. Boehner is doing what he can to combat these folks. Yesterday, he kicked some of them off high-powered committees. Boehner's message, to quote a Republican aide, is, you want a good career? Play nicely.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's good for Boehner. Got to give him credit. Absolutely.
Former House Majority Leader Dick Armey left the Dick Armey yesterday, resigning as chairman of the Tea Party group known as Freedom Works. He says the direction the group is taking is unproductive.
It's starting to crumble.
The wheels
guys.
Are coming off.
Starting to crumble. Now, a lot of people predicted. I don't think it's going to crumble in time to solve any of this fiscal cliff stuff, but I think you're going to have anytime on either side, you can weed out some of the really whack job extremists.
Yeah, right.
Why not?
The latest fiscal cliff notes include a proposal by Democratic lawmakers to immediately let everyone keep their Bush-era tax cuts except for the top 2% of earners. That turns up the heat on Republicans, putting them in a position of having to vote against middle-class tax cuts. Will they do it?
We'll see what happens.
And finally, the yearbook editors at Mother Teresa Secondary School in London, Ontario, didn't notice that a student in the group photo had taken his testicles out of his pants.
Who's that guy from your dorm room?
Kevin.
That's right. Good old Kevin.
It was funny.
They noticed it now that all the yearbooks have been printed and distributed.
I'm sorry. I think that's fantastic.
The school has now issued a self-adhesive Photoshopped version of the picture so students can cover up the naughty picture with a more innocent version.
I wouldn't be one of those students.
You know, if they want to.
I would put that in a position of honor in my home.
I'm Buzz Burbank. On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by The Man Grate. Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories. We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts. The Man Grate, 100% made in America cast iron. Oscar drives the iron to the smelting plant every day.
Mines it, too.
He can smelt it.
You get those great steakhouse grill marks. It's just $19.99. Order it, please. Support our friend Mr. Santana.
Yeah.
Buy a Man Grate for $19.99 at MikeOMaraShow.com. But wait, there's more. You get that great Mike O'Mara Show TMOS grilling brush. Give the grilling grate that's changing the way America grills. Give the Man Grate. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new one. And don't forget Friday. It's the open house what is it?
Third-tacular.
Third-tacular. Have a good one. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.